Shalom, shalom. Welcome to this week, Authentic Life Podcast. I am so excited that you have tuned into this week's episode. It's all about the timid soldier. You know, a lot of times in life that we go through life with this mindset of being timid. Oh, you see, when we get in that place of timid, we're stepping out of a box what is normal. And we can't perceive that what the new thing that God is desiring us to walk out into, it looks like unfamiliar ground. And many times that the mindset, how is this going to be accomplished? You see, our strength derives from in faith and remains where God's plan is being implemented. And we pursue it. Just imagine those before us. If they had came to the place and says impossible and dropped the ball, there is would have been many of the grace supply that we wouldn't have accessible. You know, many times you started something new, you're excited about it, and you get stirred up about it, and then somebody come and jack up your thinking and jack up your desires or your motivation to accomplish it. And so you step into that place of being timid. That place of being timid, you're not looking at the extraordinary task that God trusts you with. You're not looking at the extraordinary opportunity that will bring dominion supply of harvesting of like no other day. In other words, God is giving you access to your next level of your harvest that will maximize all other levels you have encountered. Now think about your path. The first time that you experience or encounter God, and receive a rhema word. You was excited about that word because that word revealed your commission. That word gave you such excitement, but on the other hand, it was questionable. Wondering why, how, and where, and how is this going to be accomplished? You see, the key to accomplishing God's purpose for our lives is looking to the one who have birthed it. The one who have plant and impregnated a seed of destiny, a seed of desire, a seed of vision. You know, my earthly mother, she would give my siblings and I direction. And it wasn't an option if we did it. It was a commission to do it. And to do it well. And by doing it, it brought delight. You see, a timid servant usually have no idea of what he or she is capable of to accomplish as joint heirs with Christ. You see, when we was traveling around the earth through the valley of decision, with no power, no covenant, and no spiritual inheritance, we had to depend on natural ways to get things accomplished. But when we came into the kingdom of God, there is a supply of God. There are provisions of grace, provision of insightful truths that will give us the abilities of God. And not only that, the Holy Spirit helping to get it done. You know, Paul tells us in 2 Timothy, the first chapter, verse 7, he tells us very clearly that the Spirit of God gave us, does not, the gifts he gave us is not to make us timid, but give us power, love, and self-discipline. Now think about it. You may be walking around and wondering this and fearful of this and fearful of that and whatever it is. You just throw it in the sea for forgetfulness. And remind those principalities and the powers of devils that lotus bars, mindsets don't live here. It's the dominion of God. It's the grace of God It's the wisdom of God. It is the will of God. And that's what I take hold of. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, Isaiah, the 11th chapter, verse 2, it tells us that the Spirit of the Lord would rest upon him, and the spirit of wisdom and of understanding, and the spirit of counsel and of might, and the spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. You see, that fear of the Lord is not talking of being petrified. It's talking about stepping in into the ark of God, and honoring and appreciating, taking hold of what he has made available. So as many dominion believers in our day seek to dwell on their shortcomings, and it becomes a stumbling block to halt them from moving forward into the amazing future, that destiny is triggered and advance into new spheres. You see, it's not about how you start, it's how you finish. Now we can look at Moses' life. Now Moses is chosen by God to lead the Israelites out of Egypt. Initially, he's resisted this divine call, like some of you may have. And he began to rehearse about his own shortcomings, his hesitation, his doubt, his feeling of inadequacy. And many of us could relate to this. How many times that you was given a task and it was bigger than you? And you said, I don't know how this is going to happen. And you begin to begin to say, well, I'm going to belly over and drop the ball on this, because this is too hard for me. And when God said, I'm trying to get you to a maximized level where that you can believe the impossible, receive the possibility, and watch the promise of God follow you for the rest of your life as you activate the dominion strategies in the Word of God. This is a good place to say, no fear, live here. No fear is welcome here, because you're an endeavor to do the impossible, receive the possibilities of God, and bring the glory on display of God. You see, one thing Moses, even in his season of hesitation, God did not criticize him. He didn't criticize him. He offered a reassurance that he would be with him. You see, this reminds us it's okay to get in that place of hesitation, but have an open door in such a way that you are willing and you're obedient. Because you know, when we are willing and obedient, we will eat the good of the land. And we cannot be willing and obedient outside of the will of God. You see, God used extraordinary, timid servants to carry out his extraordinary plan. You see, in our own lives, that we might have felt inadequate. But God's presence, his power, empowers us that there is available a supply that is downloaded from heaven that provides strategies to overcome the spirit of intimidation. You know, I could recall in my own life, years ago, when an opportunity came to me to teach the leaders of my church. It was a Bible study for leaders. At that point of time, I never had done a task as large as that. fear, intimidation, and all of that was, it was just playing a number. But the willingness and obedience, make a long story short, victory came over it. There were people in that class. There were doctors, there were lawyers, there was the cream of the crop in the region. And now they are sitting on this young servant that have never done this before. But however, it's like the woman with the issue of blood. She's sweating and she's trembling, but it didn't stop her from getting the miracle that she needed. You see, we can discover the courage and the determination to fulfill the call of God just as Moses did. You see, throughout his life, he witnessed miracles. He faced a hardship. He inquired the strength to fully trust God's plan. And so we have been given the abilities to activate faith and allow it to reign and close the door to all fear. Get this. When we feel timid or inadequate, we can turn to God for strength and guidance and get the flow of God working in the way it needs to work. You see, in our own life, we can discover from Moses' story, we can discover that the plan of God brings aid and a supply. It calls the word become realities. It calls graces to come on us when we are standing on the promises of God, activating the will of God, and be determined that I'm going to keep a willing heart because I am endeavored to get everything that he will for me. Maybe it's strategies you need for your business. Maybe it's strategies you need for your career. Maybe it's strategies you need for your family. Maybe it's strategies you need for financial liberation. But whatever it is, it's available. It's available. Everything you need is in the kingdom. And you may be thinking, well, if I rub this shoulder here and I rub this shoulder there, why don't you just pull from the grace of God? Pull from the supply of God. And watch your life be on display of his glory. You see, let's bring us to the end of this episode. Let's remember that being timid, that timid servant, does not mean that we are equipped. Let us bear in mind that being a cautious or a timid servant does not indicate that inadequacy, but rather it presents an opportunity to depend on God's strength and let him work through us, not just through us, in us and upon us, and demonstrate his power and reveal his provisions. I want to thank you for tuning in this week to Authentic Life Podcast. I hope today's episode has inspired you to embrace your calling. Despite of any intimidation or doubt, remember, God is with you every step of the way. Now, if you have enjoyed this podcast, we give you, extend an invitation to subscribe. Leave us a message or a comment, you may want to call it, and share it with your family and friends. Stay tuned for more life-changing episodes that will empower you, equip you, and give you tools to master in the dominion life that Christ came to give you. Until the next time, may God's grace and courage be with you. Shalom, shalom. Have an amazing night. Amazing week. And let's go deeper, go wider, and go higher in fulfilling the plan of God, individually and corporately. Shalom, shalom, shalom.